Okay. Hey, if I could have everybody's attention. Hey, if I could have everybody's attention. Since Leah didn't want to prepare a speech for us today, and I'm not sure about everybody coming and going. I know there'll be people in and out. And also, because I'm a preacher, I'm going to say something at Leah's graduation party. And so, I'll record it for anybody who wants to hear it later. But just want to say a few words today in thinking about Leah's graduation. But I also want to thank everybody who has come from near and far, friends and family, in-laws, as well as outlaws. We appreciate y'all. And certainly we are blessed. We're blessed. And I know Leah appreciates everybody who's come as well. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, Scripture says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil." Today we're here to celebrate Leah's graduation. It's a milestone, a wonderful milestone, and like I said, we are very thankful for that. We're thankful for her accomplishments. We're thankful for all the great things that she's been able to do. This message, this scripture is good for Leah. It's good for young people. It's good for old people too. No, I'm not looking at you, Brother Tate. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to do that, brother. I'm sorry. It's good for those of us that are kind of in the middle. You know? We're just starting to feel old, but the mind still thinks we're young. I mean, it seems like just yesterday that I was graduating. But it wasn't. It wasn't just yesterday. And my body reminds me of that. And I'm still trying to figure out how I have a daughter that's old enough to graduate. But here we are. And so, we all want to think about these things and consider what the scripture says for us all. This verse I've got, I thought about using it today. It's hanging in my office at home. My grandfather used to write it in a lot of his books and cards and stuff like that. But it's more than that. It's foundational to our lives. All through life, we're confronted with choices that we make. And the question is, who do you trust? Who do you trust? This passage seeks to answer that question. It's hard sometimes to know who to trust in this world. You think about, you turn on the TV. Who do you trust? What do you trust? Sometimes there'll be differing stories and all that sort of thing. But there is one that we can trust regardless of what happens in life. The things may change in this world, the decisions, life, and all of that. But there is one that we can trust, and that is the Lord. That is the Lord. I remember it very well. Of all the different memories that we could talk about with Leah, and no doubt as we all are here and we all have memories of Leah. We could talk about it. Leah and I were going through pictures together, and we went through some of those memories from the time when she was really, really small, a baby. And no, Leah, I won't talk about them all that we found, but it was a lot of fun. I tried to get her to put more of them on this board and send them off for the yearbook, but she wouldn't let me. But we did find some beautiful pictures of her, just a baby and growing up, and some awkward faces and, you know, all that. But one of the greatest memories that I have is in 2017 when she put her trust in the Lord, when she believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. That, my friends, is the most important thing in life. We must trust the Lord above all. And that's what we find here. You see, some 2,000 years ago, Jesus entered the scene into this world because we were so bad. Believe it or not, Leah was so bad. I was so bad. That Jesus died there on the cross for our sins. A penalty that we could not possibly take care of the way He did. He died in our place. He was buried. He rose again the third day, conquering death, hell, and the grave. And now on that day when He died on the cross, God looked upon His Son, Jesus Christ, and He saw the sins of His people, and that's what was seen. But now, when God looks upon us, He sees the righteousness of Christ. Romans chapter 1. Sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Got a little ahead of myself there. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. He says, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." That exchange happened there on the cross. He took our sin, but we were given His righteousness. Yes, you can trust the Lord. There in verse 5, He says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding." But trusting the Lord isn't a one time of your life kind of a thing. If you're saved today, it's not just once in your life you trusted Him and then that's it. No, no, it's a daily thing, isn't it? It's daily. And every day you're confronted with decisions and choices and things that you have to do. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. The Apostle Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith." The just shall live by faith. Trusting Jesus from faith to faith. That's saving faith to serving faith, folks. Daily. Daily. What does that mean? Every day, the question that you face as you grow. Every day, will you trust God or man? You'll be confronted with decisions about the life you choose to live, the friends that you choose, the job that you choose, the man that you might marry someday, the church you may go to. I mean, I hope you'll live close and still be a member of the church where I'm a pastor of, Leah. But the reality is that you may move away from where I live, and you may go off somewhere else. You'll be confronted with decisions. All of these choices will hit you and more. Proverbs chapter 3 doesn't mean that God will give you a billboard that'll give you all of these answers as you go through life. But what it does mean is that in trusting the Lord, trusting His Word, that you'll find those answers either in command or in principle to all of these questions that you face. And so Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, I trust will come to your mind. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Believe Jesus. Trust His Word to be true. But not just trust Him. Not just trust His Word. Trust Him with all your heart. With all your heart. That's not all. Notice verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Seems like in most of life we acknowledge the Lord when we're either in deep trouble or in great worship. Those are great times to acknowledge the Lord. But not just in those times, should we? In all your ways, Leah. In all your ways, friends and family. Acknowledge Him in the good times as well as in the bad times. And in the in-between times. Spend much time in prayer and in study. Listen, there's going to be some great times in life. There's going to be tough times too. There's going to be mountaintop experiences, and there's going to be valleys in between. But oh, acknowledge the Lord. There's a quote that's attributed to Charles Spurgeon. I don't know whether it was his or not. I was unable to verify it as I was studying. But the quote is this: God is too good to be unkind, and He is too wise to be mistaken. And when we cannot trace His hand, we must trust His heart. I think that's very applicable to this passage in Proverbs chapter 3. A very good thought to think about in life. But besides prayer and study, neglect not the assembling of yourself with other believers. It's great that we have that we've been blessed with the co-op that we have. But also you need the fellowship of believers in the church. Make sure that you do not neglect not only church attendance, but also church membership. Make sure that you're a member of the Lord's church, and also that you attend. Tomorrow is the Lord's Day. It's great that we're able to be here today. But remember, tomorrow is the Lord's Day. We know what tomorrow will look like because you live in my house. And if y'all, this is a shameless plug, if y'all don't have a church to go to tomorrow, I'm pastor of Sovereign Grace Baptist Church. We meet at 226 Willow Drive in Hortense. If you're not sure where that's at, come see me. I'll let you know. We meet at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow morning. But 10 years from now, 20 years from now, Leah, what's that look like? What's the Lord's Day look like? Right? we need to make sure that we're attending and being a member of the Lord's church. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Psalms 37, David said this, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Back there in our text, in Proverbs chapter 3, in verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Don't be wise in your own eyes. What's that mean? What's that mean? It means don't be trying to go through life on your own way. Don't be trying to do things apart from the Word of God. This book is to be read, studied, and obeyed throughout all life, all seasons of life. The Lord is to be followed, even when it is by the culture seen as out of date or of no use. The Lord is good, and we must make sure that we're not doing things that are contrary to the Word of God. We must make sure that we're always seeking counsel of good and godly men and women. Remember, he says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. To fear the Lord is not like the kind of fear that a slave might have to his master. No, we're talking about respect and awe of God. That's what he's talking about there. Truly, our God is awesome, and we should respect him. And to depart from evil is to run away from it. You know, if you were down there playing in the marsh and there was an alligator there, you'd run away from it. You wouldn't run towards it. Think about that. If you're swimming at the ocean and someone yelled shark, you'd get out of the ocean real quick. That's what it means. And more so, because a shark or an alligator is dangerous, but evil, sin, is even more dangerous. There's so much more I could say, and this is probably the shortest I've ever spoken on a text. But in Galatians chapter 6, I just want to close with this. Galatians chapter 6. Verses 7 and 8. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You're here today. You are saved and you know the Lord. You know the words that I've spoken are true. If you're here today and you don't believe a word of it, you know the fact is that the truth is the truth, and you'll not escape this fact. Every man, woman, and child will not escape the reality of reaping what you sow. Tell me, will it be life or will it be corruption? And that's what we have in the proverb there. You're set with a choice. Decisions. I lay before you Jesus Christ. He is the only hope that we have. He's the only hope that Leah has. It's the only hope that we have. Believe in Jesus. Trust in Him. It's the greatest hope for this country. The greatest hope for our young people. The greatest hope for our old people as well. In life and in death, He's all I've got. May God add the blessing to His Word. Brother Tate, will you pray for us?
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank You for this Word today. Father, we thank You for the truth of it, the guiding light of it. We thank You for Thy sovereign hand. Father, we pray and ask for Thy blessings upon each and every person here, each and every soul that has heard the message. Pray for our safety when the time comes that we depart. Thank You for the blessings of safety as we have arrived. Father, we just ask that all things would be done for Thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen.